Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
3, 2. Oh, also, keep the language clean. I don't want to have to edit. When we swear and when we say dumb, that's me staying up till like midnight editing. I'm just looking at you. You don't have an issue.
I was about to say.
These two guys.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's just get started. All right, guys. Welcome to the RSL show. My name's Andy Munoz. We've got the whole crew here, and we're actually doing it from a patio in Sandy. So, let's go around the table. Let's introduce everybody. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, RSL Nation? It's Isaac, junior producer.
Okay. Dude, your intros are always so cringe. When you talk into the mic, you got to, like, come up here closer. Go ahead. Try it again. No, for real.
What's up, RSL Nation? This is Isaac.
Okay.
That was awkward.
We got to work on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, next.
He'll be fine. Yep. What's up, guys? It's Alex coming at you from this beautiful patio. It's very nice out.
Dude, Alex has this new ambiance now that he's
done a professional.
The KSL sports call. We'll talk about that. Okay. Kay, we'll give you your 5 minutes.
Okay, cool.
And then last but not least, who do we have here? Who am I looking at right now?
You didn't go. Did you go?
Yeah.
You went first?
Yeah. You were texting.
I thought you started with Isaac. I'm sorry. But
no.
It's me, Josh. You know, the usual, the host, the OG.
The OG. Yeah. It's a beautiful day in Sandy. And, dude, this is great. We're outside.
I know. It's a nice little breeze. It's not a sweat box like last
year. Yeah.
Time.
It's not
two times
hot.
Ago. Two times ago, I think.
Two times ago. Yeah. Look at those mountains. That mountain range. Beautiful. Could you ever leave Utah? Could you move out of Utah?
Momentarily.
Yeah?
I think I can make it a couple of years, but I think I'd want like a vacation house or something here all the time at least if I ever had to move.
Yeah. What about you,
Sounds
Alex?
Like I'd have money at that point, but yeah.
I love Utah. I love the beauty of it. I love the mountains and everything. And I think I kind of need that in my life.
Isaac?
Can't wait to leave.
Then leave, bro.
Live in California. Go support the Galaxy or something.
Yeah.
You sound just like your brother at that age.
Yeah, do I?
Yeah.
It's like we're brothers.
I did that.
Yeah.
It was
fun.
You
still threaten that.
What?
You still threaten that.
Threaten what? Leaving?
I'm going to be a Galaxy fan. I'm going to be a Portland fan.
Dude, after, I'm just going to talk about it. After going to MLS All-Star and being around Chicharito.
Yeah, you're a Galaxy fan.
Bro,
that's fine.
That guy is like the real deal.
But you're a Galaxy fan via Chicharito, right? Like, I was a Galaxy fan when Zlatan was here, so...
Yeah, kind of.
Like, if he goes, that attachment really isn't there.
But I would still support LA Galaxy over LAFC.
See, I wouldn't.
Really?
I like the other jersey colors, like the other team's colors
no,
way more.
No, but, like, think about, you know, Underdog. You were there first. They were winning championships. They
used Underdog
literally...
with LA Galaxy?
Yeah.
I mean, they are now, but they're a powerhouse, right? Like,
all right, yeah. They
and
got
I think
Beckham
with the Galaxy,
the
yeah, they brought all the superstars, but... You know, the Galaxy are kind of behind. I think they've had a few years of odd decisions to not really have them in a place of prominence, right, like LAFC right now. But those two clubs are going to go back and forth. They're going to have 5 years each that one's good, one's bad. A couple years in between where they're both good. So,
yeah,
you know, it is weird for a Galaxy fan, I'm sure, because they're used to being, you know, top of the West all the time, you know, superstars, whatever. Now it's kind of like superstar and mediocrity. You know what I mean?
Kind of like on that San Jose Earthquakes level?
Oh, a little better than that.
Yeah.
They've only really ever had Donovan, right? Like, he's been their only superstar, and that's the only time they won. And that was like...
Well, David Beckham.
He was a LA Galaxy.
Wait, what are you talking about?
He's talking about San
Jose. Donovan's
the
only
San
Jose player
that's ever been. Yeah, back in the day.
So it's not like they've ever had, like...
But do you think... I mean, that was, like, early
Yeah,
Donovan.
That was MLS 0.5. Like, they won a couple cups, but, like, they have not been good since then.
I will just say... Out of all the MLS superstars that I was around, Chicharito, dude, that guy is like a media dream come true.
Just the nicest guy.
Nicest dude. We'll interview. Like, you know how, like, you ask a question to some famous people and it's just very, you know, brief, to the point, scripted. I'm not going to say anything that's going to get me in trouble. He was just going off, dude, the whole day. And it was really cool.
He's just happy to be there.
It was a cool experience,
but,
like, man.
Imagine all he's put up with, like, early in his career with people not taking him seriously at other clubs, especially after, like, Real Madrid, right? He comes, you know, he kind of turned into a journeyman and he lost a little bit of that attention and then had his falling out with Mexico. So, like,
yeah,
he's probably loving being somewhere he can talk and be, like, really respected and idolized.
Yeah, it's getting windy out here, by the way.
Of course.
But anyways, yeah.
If we need to take it in, we can.
What?
If inside? We need to go inside, we can.
No, this is great. Look at the sunset.
Well, yeah, but if it gets, like, thunderstormy and windy and...
Yeah. What's going on?
The sunset's that way.
Well, shut up, dude. Like, it's... you could still see it on the mountain.
For perspective, Andy is pointing east for the sunset.
Yeah.
East.
Yeah.
Oh, the sun rises in the east.
Well, okay, let's tone it back. So, we've been away for a while. Some interesting things had happened with Real Salt Lake.
Yeah, we finish, you know, complaining about transfers, and we leave the last show, and Danny Moskovsky is signed, so there's that.
Yeah.
It was literally, like, as we were leaving the studio, boom,
yeah.
Signed.
It always happens. What do you guys feel on the Moskovsky signing? Because I'll tell you my thoughts. People say, oh, you know, he wasn't good enough to, you know, break through and be a consistent starter for LAFC. Well, it's like, well, look at the roster. He may not be good there enough to do that, but in comparison to what we have here, he's on a whole different level for Real Salt Lake.
Here's my thing. I was definitely down on it for a minute, right? Because we were looking for a real kind of known difference maker, right? Kind of a proven commodity. And that wasn't it, right? This is still a gamble. You know, as time's gone on, I can't wait to see him play. Seeing the LAFC fan reaction to him leaving is kind of what settled it for me. They're bummed. They're kind of pissed, actually. So in that aspect, like, if you can be that impressive to a fan base being fourth, fifth on the depth chart, like, maybe he can really do something special here. But, I mean, I still wish we would have gone and signed a $10 million striker, right?
Not going
to
happen.
It's not going to happen, but we want it to happen. It can happen. It's just not going to.
Yeah.
It's not going to.
I don't think so.
Which is frustrating.
Yeah. You two are awfully quiet. Alex, let's start with you, dude. Moskovsky. And by the way, hang on. Before we start, Alex, nice job on the call, the football
Thank you.
Call.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was courtesy of networking with myself at KSL. You said that you want to do sports and commentating, right, for your...
I did do that.
For your life? Like, period? Is that what you want to do?
That is exactly what I want to do.
You want to get paid for it?
Absolutely.
He was
I had the opportunity to do it on Friday.
Yeah,
it was
amazing. Yeah, he was walking around, and we introduced him, and you got a phone number, and boom. That's a shortcut, dude. You got to realize that's a shortcut, bro.
I know. I'm extremely thankful.
The 10, 11 years that we put in to set
off.
Up that moment.
For the
to
Gen
set
Zs.
Up, yeah, for the new, yeah, for the new guy, huh? It pays to be the intern in some way. How was that experience, dude? You did a great call, a great job on the call, by the way.
Thank you. It was super fun, dude. Like, being up there and just going out there and literally being on the call for a game. Like, I don't know a lot.
And let's clarify, for a high school football game.
It was a high school football game, yes. It was a high school football game here locally in Salt Lake. And I don't really know a lot about football, but I know well enough to, like, be able to do that. And I feel like it went really well. It was a bit messy. You know, it's the first time being up there. But overall, I feel like I did pretty well. And I think the guy who was commentating with me agrees. So
nice.
So you get another shot? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have another game tomorrow.
Sheesh.
Friday.
Dude, I'll tell you, man. There's, like, you know, I clip and cut those highlights at KSL, and there's always commentators on there. I'm not going to ruffle your feathers or strike your ego, but you're better than half of the ones that come through.
Thanks, man.
Be careful, though. Don't let it go to your head, though.
Yeah, you're still just...
No, I still have a lot to learn. I still have a lot to learn.
Yeah. You got a lot to learn. Nice job. Isaac, let's... hang on. Wait. My bad, dude. Can't talk to you yet. Moskovsky, Alex, we congratulated you on the KSL stuff.
Danny Moskovsky.
Yeah.
He seems like he's... He can bring... I agree that possibly it wasn't a lack of quality at LAFC that didn't bring him into the starting 11. It was just the roster that's around him. Obviously, you're not going to beat out Carlos Vela. Obviously, you're not going to beat out when Diego Rossi was there. Diego Rossi, you're not going to beat out those kind of guys. But he definitely has kind of something that we need in the press. You know, he's always up in defenders' faces. He's willing to go up and attack the ball. But I purely see him as a rotational piece between him and Justin Miram, and then possibly Cordova and Ruby Urbina, depending on where Pablo wants to play him. Obviously, if he does well and he gets the minutes, like, that's going to be awesome. He's an RSL guy, and I'm going to support him. I'm going to support him now.
Yeah. We interviewed him at training, and he just had a real cool personality, eager to work with Real Salt Lake. Said he was enjoying it here in Salt Lake City. Says he's got a girlfriend back in L.A., and Tom asked if she was going to move out here, and he, like, wasn't sure on it.
Ooh.
But hang on, though, dude. I mean, think about it. You're, like, in L.A., like, let's go back to the points that you made earlier, right? Like, LAFC, big club, you're dating, like, you're dating somebody on the roster. It's a big deal. They get traded, and it's like, you're the girlfriend. Like, do you really want to move to Salt Lake City, Utah, home of Leatherbees?
Yeah, true.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you, dude? Do you know anything about Musovski or have any thoughts on it?
Not really. When I first saw the announcement, I actually did look up, like, a real quick clip. And, I mean, I'm impressed. I'm sure he'll do good here. He's just one of the guys that we're going to have to develop and just, you know, work into our system. But I'm sure he'll do good here. And he'll do a good job. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. It's
We should hold on. We should do the rest of this podcast like we're doing a post-game interview as a player.
Yeah.
And feels, like, super scripted. You know, like, I'm going to come in, I'm going to give it 110%. You know, I'm going to do what I can to help this club, this team, for the fans off the field. You know, I'm going to come in, and we're going to do this. We're going to do good things.
Yeah.
That's my answer to every question.
I love that, dude. Because it's true, man. It happens everywhere. It happens in college football.
Yeah, every sport.
It happens.
You know, I'm here for my team. I'm going to put my body on the line every play.
Yeah. Guy, I can't help but laugh. Like, you guys can't hear, but in my headphones, dude, it sounds like there's
a tornado.
Just, yeah.
It's been, like, what, 21 years since the last tornado in Salt Lake? And
yeah.
Watch it be tonight number two.
Yeah. I'm down.
That'd be kind of fun. Not if it was just, like, right over there, we could see it.
Yeah.
Not really get hurt.
Yeah, it needs to like, uproot some areas of Salt Lake so you can kind of get, like, a rebrand.
So you can gentrify an area via tornado?
No. It's horrible, dude.
Jeez, Andy. Tell us your real intentions.
That's not what I was saying.
Tell us your real intentions.
Like, tear up the big lots, like the empty big lots that's been there for 10 years, you know?
Yeah. Whatever.
All right, well, how do you guys feel about Ojeda and Oviedo? These are, like, the quality players. Okay, I'm saying quality loosely because, you know, national team prospects, right? They're playing for their national teams.
You know, one's no Gustavo.
I want to hear his opinions on this one.
You haven't heard my opinions.
I haven't
heard.
No, we haven't heard.
Which opinion do you want to hear it on?
Go for it, man. Whichever one you want to go first.
And we did cover this a tiny bit.
Yeah,
I remember it was a smidge, and it's obviously it's hard because we've seen no action from these players, and who knows when that's going to happen. But yeah, what are your thoughts, dude?
1 second, I have to pull something up.
All right, he's pulling it up. We'll just wait, dude. I'm not hitting stop on this. We're just going.
Where is it?
Should I just go sit down?
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with
this. This sucks, dude. This is the worst podcast ever. We're slipping on the ranks, bro.
I'm looking. I think we've fallen.
No, honestly, I just want to let it roll, dude. I don't care about editing anymore.
No, that's fine. This is funny.
All right, go ahead.
Let's start with the Costa Rican, Brian Oviedo. It's kind of concerning that he hasn't really had a team for a year. But he is a national team caliber player. He was part of that 2018 Costa Rica run in the World Cup. He was he's been a mainstay on the Costa Rican in the Costa Rican national team. Like, he's been the guy who cemented that left back position in Costa Rica. So I have high hopes for him. I think he can, you know, after we give him a little bit of time to settle in, and I think that's what Rossi's going to do too with that kind of shorter contract, is just give him a little time to settle in and then be able to bring that quality that he has to the league. And I think he could be a really good mentor for Andrew Brody or whoever else decides to step up in the left back position.
Yeah, he's obviously not the long-term replacement.
No,
right?
he's definitely not.
He's here as a stopgap to make us more competitive, right? Like, that, to me, is all this guy is. He's not going to be here 4 or 5 seasons, 1, 2 tops. He's here to help us close out the season, get a little healthier, get a little stronger at the left-back position. So, like, yeah, it's a risky signing, but we'll take it.
It's a risky signing, but I like it.
But he's proven.
I like it at the same time because, yes, he's proven, but he also has to prove himself to the Costa Rican national team coming heading into the World Cup.
Right, like he needs to play well so we can go back to another World
Cup.
Yeah, so it'll be good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm actually fairly positive about that one.
Very
nice. I like
nice.
That one.
Would you look at that?
It's great.
I'll just go. Then I'll go Hayda.
Yeah,
go ahead.
For it.
Okay.
Go for it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Cool.
No, I think the only
sum it up.
that's my expert opinion.
All that build
it's
up.
Fine.
That's the title. It's fine.
No, you know, it's no Gustavo Cuellar, right? And I think that's what stings. I struggle. Like, he came from the championship, which is fine, you know, but then it's like, well, he only played like 3-4 matches. So was he good enough for the championship? Who knows? It's obvious he wasn't good enough to go back to the Prem with Nottingham Forest. But, I mean, you know, the transfer fee, well, he's worth more than $1 million, so that's a start. That's a bonus. I know it's not a lot, but, you know, we usually get players for free, so saying a number there is kind of cool. That's such in-depth analysis, huh? No, it's just a fine signing,
well,
right?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I feel like
you don't know
right
yet.
Now he could easily just be a rotational piece. Right? Is he good enough to unseat Jasper? I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless he's miles better, I don't want Jasper unseated. I want Jasper to get better. But, you know, he might be a better option than Beasler coming off the bench, and that's really what I'm looking for. So, yeah, it's a good signing for what it is. Obviously, these are all risky signings. They could all flounder. But they're all very low risk. So, while we didn't get our expensive DP player... Yeah, it's fine.
But
it'll
it adds
do.
More to
it'll
the
do.
It adds more to having a complete puzzle piece and then being able to kind of trade off those pieces to maybe clubs who would be interested in those.
Right, they could
trade
bigger
names
later, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually I really do want to see some high caliber talent coming through, like Savarino level. Maybe this just wasn't the time. We'll see what they do in the winter. I know there's been talk about, you know, they have some targets they really want to get after in the winter. We'll see. I feel like that's every transfer window.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was salty for a few days, a few hours on Twitter, but...
Over it?
It's all fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Especially after we beat, honestly, since we beat Seattle, I've just forgiven everything.
Okay. It's true. It's wins
win,
will make
winning,
a happy fan base.
Winning shuts everyone up.
It does.
And it makes you eat crow. Like, pump for Cordova right now. Don't hate him right now.
Yeah.
You know, winning and scoring fixes all.
Yeah, Cordova's doing pretty good. I tweeted that he's starting to look like an expensive striker, right?
A little bit, yeah.
With that finish, I mean, how many
Dude,
defenders
I'm,
were
okay,
in there?
So I'm less impressed with the finish than I am the assist.
Yeah.
That's
Dude,
true.
That ball from Sava.
It's a good ball.
Bro. Beautiful. Because let's be honest, like, that was a very Cordova goal, right? How many times did he, like, shoot, pretend to shoot? Like, he could very could
Although,
easily
and,
could have muffed
and
that
the,
whole thing.
And the first, you know, the first...
There's a save.
The first touch on it was a save. It was kind of like a weak attempt. Kind of got lucky that it bounced off the keeper. But still, to kind of have, like, that...
He had composure.
Yeah, to have
Stay
the composure.
Yeah,
yeah, to have the composure to... You know, it's like something that you see on the training ground. You know, it's...
Yeah.
And you're doing it in front of a packed Seattle crowd, which... is pretty unforgiving. Like, that's some high-pressure stakes.
Right.
So the fact that he finished it, to me, and whatever, he's the highest, you know, goal-scoring. I think he's actually... Is he tied right now for the first-place spot? But there's just, like, one stat that... maybe it's an... Is it an assist stat that brings him up to number one? I'm not sure. But the number's only, like, what, 5 or 6 goals?
Yeah, it's not a high goal tally.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So...
Be pumped when it's, you know, 15, 20.
I'm liking what I'm seeing, man. It's weird because this team just roller coasters up like up and down. And
oh, they want to give everyone a heart attack all the time, right?
Yeah, but you know, to go and win in Seattle's huge for me. 2-1.
Right. The LAFC loss. Let's all be frank. Completely expected. Everyone in agreement?
We called it.
Right.
We called the 4-1 loss. We called it two ways. RSL gets lucky 2-1,
or they
or
us 4-1.
We get annihilated 4-1.
Right.
It was 4-1 across
expected.
The board. Yeah.
So we'll just not really cover that because we've all been busy and missed a week. Sorry about it. So now we're going to skip on to Seattle.
No, let's talk about it, dude. The stadium was awesome.
Oh, the
atmosphere
was incredible.
Let's
it
just
was
say
so
this,
good.
Though. Real Salt Lake tweeting and saying, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Look how, you know, everyone showed up for RSL. No.
The game was delayed.
What?
The game was delayed and there were so many people in Vela jerseys.
Okay, but I mean, who else is on that LAFC roster?
Oh, Gareth Bale.
Who are people coming to see?
Chiellini.
Exactly. So,
Orango.
It was cool. Isaac was shooting that game.
Sinfuentes.
Yeah, I got the Gareth Bale goal.
He got the Gareth Bale goal on video.
Yeah.
Nice job.
I wasn't even looking at my camera at the time.
You just followed along the whole time, not even realizing.
Exactly. I was like, it's Gareth Bale. I need to look. I need to like look at him and see how he plays. You know.
He still somehow got the shot.
He made our guys look so slow.
Were you there?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah,
Ruiz you were in the press and Gladman box? Trying to keep up with him. Mm-hmm. As soon as he cut in, you were like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, it's going in.
I think the defending was a little bit questionable on that goal.
A little bit.
A little bit questionable, but...
But, I mean, it's
pure skill.
It's Gareth Bale.
You're seeing EPL versus MLS.
Yeah.
There.
You know who wouldn't have gotten scored on that situation?
Olave.
Natum.
You think? Oh, okay.
Dude, Natum was a G, dude.
Yeah.
He didn't let Zlatan score. He's not letting Bale score.
That's true. That was a fun match.
He's not as fast, so he might have fouled him, but he wouldn't have let him score.
That was a fun match. Who scored the first goal? Was it Chicho Arango?
Yeah.
Who was linked with RSL? Did that carry any weight? Could we talk about that?
I don't know. I think that's another reason that I was disappointed with Miskovsky, right? Because, like, I had been getting fed some rumors about
Chicho Arango
coming into town, which would have been an incredible signing.
Yeah.
Yes, expensive. Yes, you know, probably the record-breaking trade within MLS, but it would have been completely worth it.
For Chicho?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guy's a playmaker.
Dude, that guy is what RSL needs. Like, this squad, while it has its issues and its holes, it's only a handful of guys away from a cup.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's one of those pieces that you'd start feeling real comfortable going forward.
Well, Chicho stepped in when Vela was out.
Right, and it just was like, killed it.
Yeah, you felt no impact in the sense of like, oh, Vela's off the field.
Right.
In fact,
I think he has more goals than Vela this year already, right?
Probably. He's a G, dude.
Yeah, so that would have been... So I think that's where disappointment from a lot of people came, because they were really hoping for one thing, and the thing they got was nowhere near, right?
Yeah, what is that? What is there a can
dude,
over
there's
here?
No, it's a wind chime, because it's thunderstorm
coming.
Well,
that thing over there.
The wind just
what did I tell
down.
You about swearing?
I didn't swear.
Yeah, you did.
That's not a swear.
It's not?
No.
All right, I'll leave it in. I'm leaving it in.
Leave it in.
All right, we had to take a brief pause. The wind was just going crazy. Hey, by the way, if you guys aren't talking into your mics, just kind of put them down like so that the wind's not exactly. All right. Okay, so we were linked with cool names. LAFC came to town, trashed RSL, but we bounced back 2-1 Seattle. Dude, Rusnak with the goal for Seattle. Oh, and he
more
didn't,
importantly,
and he
no
didn't
celebration.
Celebrate. Whatever, man. I don't care about that.
No, I've been over the Rusnak thing.
Yeah.
Right? That's a lot of class to not like celebrate against us, even after we terrorized him when he came back to Salt Lake. So, sorry, Albert.
All right, hang on.
Sorry, bud.
Let's take a vote. Let's take a vote. I didn't really care, man. I thought it was... I'll start. I thought it was like an antic. It's like... I've heard things... Okay, I've heard really, really cool, great things about Albert Rusnak when he was here with, like, players and going out and spotting things and helping people out. Great guy. But it's just too far gone, man. I don't care that you didn't celebrate. I'm neutral, I guess. So for you, Josh...
I thought it was, you know...
It won you
gesture.
Over?
It didn't really win me over, but...
Are you going to boo him?
No. I've been over that. I got it out of my system.
Okay. Alex? Ooh. Oh, boy.
Are you calling him Albert Hoosnack right now?
No, I'm just kidding.
You done with it?
From the second he left, one of the things that kind of like upset me the most, or not upset me, but like just was, I was just like, why? Like, why do we keep talking about him? He's gone. He's not here. We should worry about the players that we have. Oy. And for like the first like 4 weeks on Twitter, everybody was like, oh, well, if we had Rusnak, oh, will he? Like, he's gone. Get over it. He left. Yeah. Worry
is
about
this,
the guys that we have
now. Is this what you tell
now.
Your buddies when they go in after a breakup?
She's
gone. Get over it.
No. I mean, I think I'd like to be nicer in those situations. But like when it comes to the Rusnak situation, I was like, done. Like, the second he left, like, I was like, okay, cool. Like, let's move on. Let's start rebuilding.
You didn't boo him?
I didn't boo him, no.
Yeah. None of us booed him. We were working. Isaac?
It's whatever. I'm not impressed that he didn't celebrate. If he would have celebrated, I would have been a little mad, you know? But
no, I would have loved a celebration.
Yeah. I honestly kind of wish he would have celebrated, too. I would have loved it. I'm fine with the fact that he didn't.
Like, he could have, you know?
He could have, but it would have been, that would have been great. That would have been awesome. Because then Brody then would have had the opportunity to do it right back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it would have gotten good.
And then we would have had content.
Exactly.
I'm going to say that I don't see it as him not celebrating. I see it as, hey, we just equalized. Let's hurry up and let's get back to the middle so we can score.
Nah.
And let's win this.
Nah.
That's the way I see it. I don't see it as him being like, oh,
Vito.
RSL.
Nah.
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 Nah. Nah.
Voted off the island, bro. Love Island. Do you watch Love Island?
No.
Oh, I hate that show, dude.
Yeah. Why are you watching it?
I don't know. It's always on.
But.
All right. Okay, so LAFC. Oh, sorry. Whoa,
Seattle.
Seattle. Come on, Seattle.
Seattle.
I love that they get clowned. I love they get clowned on, dude, by people in Europe. It's so embarrassing.
Stupid, dude.
Yeah.
They're embarrassing, man.
Yeah. Would you take Garth back though?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Smart dude, huh? Good moves.
Best GM in the league.
I think anybody who says no to that question
is an idiot.
Doesn't know what's going on.
Isaac, would you take?
Sure.
All right.
You have no idea who Garth even is. Yeah.
I mean, I do, but
he does.
He was too young to remember the Garth magic. Though.
Isaac was so stoked that he got a picture with Deloitte Hansen like back in the day.
Hey, whoa.
Don't get him canceled, bro.
Edit this out.
That was pre stuff, dude.
It's before I knew. The man, you know?
Like right when he bought the team. And
I knew the myth. I knew the myth. I didn't know the man.
Nor the legend.
The legend. I didn't know
the legend.
The
legend is now known.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
We should. Do you still have that picture?
It's on my Instagram somewhere.
Can we print it and put it at the studio?
You need to bury it, dude, before
somebody. No, we should print a copy and put it at the studio, though.
I think I looked at it for a little bit and was like, should I delete it? And I was just like,
I'll just leave it.
Post it up on the RSL show Twitter later.
All right.
We should print it.
Oh, all
right. Get Isaac canceled.
I'm smiling.
He is, dude. It was like way before. It was before.
Little baby Isaac with DLH.
Yeah, it's true.
I think that was like a publicity stunt, though. You know, I had never seen him like before or since.
It's because he was walking around the stadium
in
the beginning.
Runs.
Yeah. Okay. Should we just hit up, you guys want to talk about RSL show questions? Let's just kind of knock those out.
Well, we didn't even talk about the Brody goal. Brody scored a goal right after Rusnak equalized. It was beautiful.
Brody's been the best, if not the best player that RSL has had in the last 4 weeks.
Not stoked about that.
Andy's not a Brody.
I'm really happy for Brody. I'm happy for him, but it's like, dude, when you're what is he, left back?
You want that to be Sava being the best player.
Yeah, when you've got like a defender. When the defender's literally been making the highlight reel for what?
The last whole season.
Yeah. It's and I'm not talking crap. I love Andrew Brody. He's great. He moved out of Justin Glad's house. All right, let's talk about a few things. We got a few Twitter questions. What? It's true.
No, but it was.
Do you not watch our content, Josh?
just the way you threw it in, it was just so casual.
He did.
Yeah, Brody's a good guy. And he just moved out of Glasshouse.
He did.
Congrats.
He did. He's making his own food.
What do you want me to say to that?
You don't watch our content. Is what that tells me.
We make content.
You have videos all the time.
I watch them.
Yeah, you better. All right. So we asked on Twitter. Did you guys like that GIF that I used for? What is that?
Oh, it's a bear.
It's got nothing to do with.
It reminded
me
of those old Ronald McDonald cartoons.
Oh yeah,
dude, it looks like lamb chop,
like a cheeky, like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I said cheeky cheese. Shout out cheeky.
Cheeky cheese.
Yeah. All right. RSL questions. Here we go. So Travis Anderson asks, hypothetically, Travis, I'm not knocking you, dude, but I hate hypotheticals. Hypothetical, if we implode over the next few weeks and don't make the playoffs. What changes need to happen in the off season? Like, we're not even there yet. You're asking, you know what I mean? Like, you're asking, what if the plane crashes? Who are we eating first?
Yeah, who are you saving?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard one. There's a lot of easy answers to that, but
yeah.
I think we'd have to see how we implode, right? Like, is it total lack of talent? Do we get more injured?
Is it Pablo's fault?
Is it Elliot's fault?
Is it the FO not making any moves?
We'd have to wait that one out, because who knows what happens.
Yeah. What do you think?
No, I agree. depending on the situation.
Always just agreeing.
Yeah.
Argue with me, Alex.
Dude.
Well, there's something to argue about.
We're going
to
work on that, man.
No, when there's something to argue about, sure. But if I agree,
dude,
then...
I need you to be more like Jake and argue with everything I say.
All right. Matthew Daniels, happy with the grit and mentality of the team. I believe we'll make the playoffs, but still confused with actions made by the FO. What's their ETA to win a championship? Is it in 5 years, 10 years, next year? Also would like to know more why we didn't pursue Chicho Arango from LAFC. Chicho stuff, we really don't know. Do you know a reason? Not yes, if you do know. You do? It's just the money, right? Money? Expensive?
It's expensive, yeah.
All right.
And that's a good way to say it. Expensive.
Okay. I mean, do you guys think we'll make the playoffs?
No.
Really?
I think so.
I think we will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I went no for a reason.
Yeah.
No, I think it...
It'll probably be...
It's going to be close.
Yeah, it'll probably be something super close like last year, I think we'll sneak in.
Right, because we just picked up what? We're 4 points up from the line, the game in hand. That usually tells me we're going to struggle for like 3 or 4 games and then have to win our last couple to get in.
The only reason why I think that we're going to like barely sneak in is because if you look at the schedule ahead, we have a visit to Dallas, which historically we are not good in Dallas. We have a visit to LAFC, which is LAFC. We have a visit to the LA Galaxy, which we are not good in California. And then we have a visit to Austin, which, again, we are not good in Texas.
Austin's tough.
I think we win all of those, honestly.
Don't put money on that?
Yeah, $20 right now.
Okay. Let me hang on.
Why? Last year, we beat FC Dallas. San Antonio, we lost
by 1.
San
Antonio,
huh? San Antonio. Hold up. Are you comparing it to last year?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because
Austin FC is a completely different team than they were last year.
I believe.
He's going straight like...
I $20 who's, believe.
Who's that like famous like mega church preacher?
Joel Osteen?
Yeah, he's Joel Osteen.
The guy with
Joel
the...
Osteening it right now.
The guy
I
with
believe.
The jet? That one?
Yeah. I believe we're just going to win this. I believe!
No, I like the optimism. We need
the
optimism.
The optimism is great, but...
It's
I
want to
hear the reasoning.
Isaac, it's Austin. It's not San Antonio, though.
No, I want to hear the reasoning, though.
At this rate, San Antonio's probably going to get a team.
Yeah. I mean, they have a pretty good USL championship.
There's too many teams
in
Texas.
We'll beat Austin, and then we'll go to LA Galaxy. LA Galaxy will flop. LAFC will tie. And then, who was the other one that you guys didn't think we were going to win?
FC Dallas.
FC Dallas will win. We'll win.
FC Dallas is probably the most winnable game on that, but... LA Galaxy is the next.
No, I'm kind of with Isaac on this one.
We're not beating LAFC.
We're going to make a run.
We could probably beat LA Galaxy. I could see a win there.
It depends on how that new signing from Barca goes.
That's right. But
Puig? Puig? Is that how you say it?
Puig.
Puig?
I can see... Dude, it's always the same story with FC Dallas. We should beat them. We don't beat them.
Right. Or, I mean, last year there were some last-minute heroics by Miriam that beat them down there, but...
Yeah, so I think FC Dallas is winnable. Austin's very scary. The support there's nuts. By the way, they were bragging about their tickets, like GA being $100. That's not a brag.
That's expensive for
like,
GA.
Like, I get that people, like, determine the value by the cost of tickets, but you don't want MLS to get to a level where it's, like, you
gouging
know.
Gouging fans.
Yeah, you're going,
like
NFL matches, right?
Right.
You're in the nosebleeds in NFL, and you're paying $300 a ticket.
Right.
Preseason.
And if you don't, you know, get season tickets or whatever, you're going to one game every 3 years because that's all you can afford.
Yeah. So I saw that. I thought that was kind of ridiculous. But Austin has the support. I haven't been to that stadium. I bet it's dope.
It looks dope. The new era of stadiums look sick. So.
Yeah. We'll have to do like, you know, who's got the best stadium.
Yeah, but we'll have to do that by visiting them ourselves.
That'll take a while.
That's fine.
So I think Austin FC is very scary. At best, we tie there, but I can see that being a loss. I'm confident we could beat LA Galaxy. Yeah. LAFC.
That's honestly like the game that we shouldn't win, but knowing RSL would win.
Yeah. Well, there was like tweets out there where it was like, you know, RSL just got their asses handed to them by LAFC, so at this rate, RSL is going to knock them out of the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's kind of like that joke, like, yeah, you should win this game, but and you know, LA, you're probably going to win.
And LAFC fans remember that, and they...
Which means
know,
the
team
remembers it.
Yeah, they acknowledge RSL. Granted, it's almost like a whole different roster, but you know the key piece that's missing there for RSL is Demir.
Yep,
and that kind of sucks because we interviewed him as well too. He wants to be back, but it doesn't seem probable.
Doesn't
seem it's going to happen by the end of the season. So.
Plus, like if you got him coming back straight into the playoffs, like there's no form there.
Yeah,
it's not
a healthy
great scenario. Yeah.
Can you see him maybe kind of getting healthy and getting
this,
like the last 20
minutes?
This
is what happens with Demir. MLS Cup Final 2022.
Wait, who gets hurt though? Because he needs
it's
to
tied,
sub
tied.
Tied.
It's tied. Tied. Tied.
What minute?
Tied 1-1 in the 97th minute.
Oh my god!
Against who?
Yeah, against who?
Philly.
Yeah, Philly.
Cincy? The Union.
Not Cincy. It'll be Philly.
Wait, is Union wearing like their powder blue
with
yellow?
Okay.
Sorry, we're just trying to get like a clear picture.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
But we're manifesting right now.
We're in Salt Lake. We finish higher than Philly somehow.
Everybody lock arms. All right,
go ahead.
Lock
arms.
Finish.
Bobby Wood goes down in the box. Oh, his hamstring's done again. Demir's number comes up. Crowd goes wild. It's corner kick.
Well, no, the crowd wouldn't go wild. The support away.
No, we're in Salt Lake.
Oh, it's in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just said that.
That's so weird. I just could never see that happening. All right,
it's
never
happened
mind.
Twice and we all lost.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, do you want crowd noise or no?
No. Just pretend the crowd's cheering. Demir's in for the corner kick. It's the last play of the game. He pulls a Saborillo. Scores on his first touch. Wins MLS Cup 2022.
You got to work
first
on
first and only touch. Second half of the season.
You gotta work on the commentating there, man.
Yeah, I'm not a commentator.
If MLS Cup wins and it's here, are you running on the pitch?
Yes.
We're all running on the pitch. I don't care if it means
jail or ban.
I'll jump from the box, dude.
parachute from a parachute?
No.
Hang glider in?
He would jump from excitement and just snap his neck. And we'd have to, like, you know.
We'd have to bury him.
Yeah.
Probably.
In the pitch under the 18 visiting side.
No, but that would be, like, obviously the most incredible story ever if he comes back to, you know, take one touch and score a game-winning goal to win us something. That's, like, the true dream, but.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, we obviously wouldn't be here. We'd be in Philly, but, you know.
Realistically, when do you think RSL will win another MLS Cup, Josh? Are we going to be in our 50s?
Yeah.
You think so?
It's not anytime soon. I don't think it'll be anytime soon. With the way the league's going and we're just like always trying to be the Cinderella story.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, let's move on.
Now if we sign Chucho or Chicho.
Chicho.
Or Chucho. If we get a signing like that,
yeah,
then we'll win.
Yeah. All right, Chris Nagel asks, by the time the new players are healthy and eligible, is it too late for the final push to secure a playoff spot? I see Moose providing some nice attacking depth up top, but what does Ojeda offer that Luna doesn't in the midfield? Does
different
he step
position.
In for Ruiz or
completely
Jasper?
Different players.
Sorry, Chris. All right, Ruben says, thank you for breakfast.
We can tell.
Shout out Ruben, dude.
He's going to fill in for Ruiz or Loffelson. It's going to be a 3-year rotation, just to answer the last question.
Yeah. You got it. Chris, yeah. I hope that's good enough for you, dude. Yeah. Love you.
And you're welcome, Ruben.
Yep. Jonathan Pratt, end of season predictions. Who is staying? Who is going? Why was the transfer window as hectic as it was? How much communication has there really been with the new owners, GM, and coaching staff regards to their plans for this team?
That's an interesting question.
It's a loaded question.
That's an interesting question.
We could literally probably do an entire episode on that question.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that question right now.
I agree. We should
bookmark
save that,
that question.
Yeah, we should save that.
All right. Miles Dunn, how sweaty were Andy's palms when he met Vela and Chicharito?
Very. I was getting blown up text message-wise, pictures. He was fangirling. I loved it for him. Happy he got to do it.
Yeah.
Dude, what if you would have fallen and tripped over that microphone wire in that one video you took?
Andy would have caught him.
Fell right
Andy would have caught him.
Nah, yeah. He would have picked me up, bro. Easy. Dude, he's such a nice dude.
No, no. He's saying what if he tripped?
No, no, no. I'm saying what if Andy tripped? Like, what if Andy tripped while he was recording, you know?
He would have caught Andy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All no, right. It was cool. It was a cool thing. That was the only time in my life, dude, where I was around somebody and I wanted to pull my cell phone out and say, hey, can I get a selfie with you?
It's like the only time you fangirled. I'm surprised you didn't. Probably would have gotten fired, though, huh?
No.
Is that, like, super frowned upon?
Yes, but it's a very fine line.
Right, there are situations where you could...
Let me just tell you that I've heard stories in the RSL post-match of players waiting around for Chicharito to get photos and stuff
signed. But that's
player-to-player,
not media-to-player on a media day.
Yeah, no, media, it's much different. Yeah, it's frowned upon. I wasn't there with KSL. I was there with MLS.
Right.
Like, on MLS's payroll. So, yes, you don't want to do that.
But also you do, like, because...
But also you do. Yeah, you want to do it. And the best things I could share from that day was video of how close I was and, you know, pictures that I took and all that. But whatever. It was a cool experience to go out there and work with the team and produce content, video stuff, edit... I'll tell you this. I went to Skills Challenge and I went to the MLS All-Star Game.
I love the Skills Challenge, by the way.
I didn't get... Like, dude, you're there and you're working. Like, you don't really watch anything. The only thing I remember was the Rui Diaz penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I stopped, pulled out my DSLR, shot that. But while you're working, dude, it's like you're not really there to enjoy it.
Right.
Anyways, got great feedback from MLS. They were like, dude, you crushed it. Worked 15-hour days. No complaints, nothing. You're awesome. And I got to credit KSL with that because those guys teach you a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Good
job. About working like that. However, but yeah, that's, yeah, in media, you don't want to do it. But
yeah,
there's always that one exception, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, if it was Zlatan, I'd be very tempted.
Yeah. And I've been in situations where I've seen other reporters, or excuse me, not reporters, but producers from, different outlets. I won't say which ones. You know, at the bees or like just in other areas where they've asked for selfies, and it's just like
it's kind of cringy because the media is supposed to be kind of a quote unquote safe space for these guys from that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
but they get it, man. I mean, they get it. So here's
the cool thing.
In my head, I'll tell Alex the story. In my head, I want to just if I could talk to Chicharito, and I got to interview him a little bit. But if it was, like, a more different setting, I wanted to ask him, like, what is it like to be Chicharito?
What's a day in the life of Chicharito?
Like, what's it like to be you? Because, dude, when that guy's going around, all eyes are on him. You must feel that, right? So I was, like, curious, and I was like, man, that'd be such a cool question to ask him. My Spanish content team, actually, when we sat him down, they asked him that question, and he had a really cool response. So when that footage is out, it's going to be... Because, dude, even Chicharito was like, that's actually a really good question. No one's asked me that.
Mm.
And he gave a really cool answer. So maybe when that comes out, I'll try to subtitle it.
That'd be dope. I'd like that.
It was cool. Enough of that stuff. I want to talk about thinking about big stars. Let's talk about Brian Dunseth and Justin Glad. And who else is on this?
Jay Nolly.
Yeah.
And another guy that I don't remember and I'm not familiar with.
Let's take a look here. This is no disrespect to any of these people that are also on this
Costa.
List. We don't remember names. Costa's on there and James Rogers.
That's right, James Rogers.
Okay, so if you guys haven't seen on the social media outlets from RSL Show, we are working with Brian Dunseth and also Will Rader. These guys are doing what's called the Dunnies Pro training experience. Registration is $100. It's for ages 8 to 18. It's Monday, August 22nd and August 29th. It's at the Zions Bank Training Center. The players will receive 4 hours of training, official training tops, alpha soccer grip socks, meet and greet with the pros, and it's all handled by like A and B licensed coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, this actually feels like a MeUndies ad. This is pretty cool. But we're not getting payment for this. Dunny is hosting this. And it sounds like, you know, Will Rader, the person that put this together, is very on helping out his friends. And he feels like Brian Dunseth was one of those names at Real Salt Lake that is maybe, I wouldn't say underappreciated, but he does so much for the club, mm-hmm. and so they kind of want to pay it back, pay it forward, where, you know, Brian Dunseth is going to be hosting this really cool get-together for kids who want to improve their skills. Anyways, Will Rader was nice enough to give us 5 spots to give away, and so go to the RSL Show Instagram, RSL Show Twitter. We'll announce winners, I want to say by Saturday, just to get the parents a heads up and get the kids ready, all that stuff. So it'll be a pretty quick turnaround, but all you have to do is just on Twitter, it's a like and a retweet. On Instagram, you just have to comment Dunny. Mm-hmm. And remember, this isn't for adults. If you guys have children, if you've got a niece, if you've got a nephew, if you've got a friend who has kids and you know they play soccer, enter. It's a really cool event to just go and hone up your skills, but also it's a really cool experience to get professional training, and then also you get to meet people who have actually played in MLS. Not to mention, I think the coolest appearance right now would be Justin Glad.
Absolutely, kids will love that because he's familiar with kids nowadays because he's still playing.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, like it, comment Dunny.
Yeah. Anyway, cool giveaways. We appreciate that they would come to the RSL show. Their words, not ours. They said we have the biggest reach. The best show out there. 5 stars. No, I'm kidding. I might have added that last part. Anything else we want to cover? Real Salt Lake-wise?
No, I mean, I know we were a little late, but I think we got it all caught up.
Vancouver?
Yeah, score predictions for Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, score predictions for Vancouver. And see, this is where Vancouver. We have the young guys.
Yeah. Or a preview of Vancouver. I mean, dude, let's just be honest right now. Who's following the Whitecaps?
A couple people in Vancouver. And Alex.
And Alex. Alex, give us the breakdown, man. What do you know about Vancouver Whitecaps?
They're getting better. They made a lot of smart signings this summer. They made a lot of good signings this summer. They got Andres Cubas, who came in over from the second division of France.
Hang on, pause.
DP.
Hang on, pause. Did you prep for this?
No, this is just my following of the league.
Man. Wow. Dude, he's
this
going
is just
places.
My following of my league.
All right, go ahead.
DP, he controls the midfield really, really well, and he's changed the midfield of Vancouver. Alessandro Schopf, I'm not really sure how to say his name, but he's still a very good player coming over from the Bundesliga, and he's going to add a very dynamic attack to Ryan Gold. And so the Vancouver that we saw a couple months ago is not the same Vancouver we're going to see this weekend. And it's going to be a tough one because they are literally – they just went over the line after a win against Colorado this last week. They are now sitting in 7th place, and so they're going to come out here, and they're going to make this hard. They're going to make this tough.
So what's the score?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring one.
I know what Alex does.
3-3.
I know what you do.
I'm going to go 3-2.
He goes to El Show Real, and those guys talk – all of this is in Espanol.
No, I'm the one who says that for them.
I'm going to listen to the last episode.
Go for it. Go All right. for it.
No, I love it, man. Good job. Way to be on top of that. Okay. Score prediction one more time.
3-2. RSL.
I mean, you can't deny that signing from the Bundesliga.
3-2 Vancouver.
3-2 Vancouver. You're being a...
Being a contrarian.
Yeah.
But I really wouldn't be shocked to see Vancouver beat us. Because it's one of those games, right? It's a game we should win, right? We should be competitive, and that's...
It's the tale of Real Salt Lake.
Right, we're not the underdog against Seattle, so we're gonna beat Seattle and then go bomb against Vancouver. That's what I fear.
I want to check.
Which is really scary, because I think we're at the point of the season where we have 5 home games left, and RSL needs to win those 5 games in order to make playoffs.
Yep.
The second we drop points at home...
It's over.
I think we're going to be in a really, really tough spot.
I do think we'll win, though.
Yeah. And it must be, well, actually, you know, this is interesting. So the matchups, and I don't think these are the leagues. I think this is just, I want to say it's probably ESPN. So the probability, win probability, is favoring Real Salt Lake at 59%. Vancouver is at, that's a really dark shade of blue, 12%.
Wow, and, so they don't have a lot of faith in Vancouver.
Yeah, and the draw possibility is at 24%. So
we should win. We should.
We should. It's going to be a home game.
Hopefully a new signing or two is available as well. Get him a home debut. I know. Yeah. You can wish.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think this is a tough one because you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the Real Salt Lake way almost.
Right.
Win the games you shouldn't, lose the games you should, and we never know if that's just kind of like a. I mean, by this time, you would think that either Pablo or the players would figure this out, that you can't go in to any match with the mentality that you're, you know, that it's like an easy win. And it's not to say that I think that they do that, but there's something there.
There's a missing link between the really tough game or the underdog and the not so underdog, right?
It's something. Because we see it time and time again. It's a trend.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's at like 3 o'clock on a Sunday, it's no point watching.
You think we lose those all the time or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Typically badly.
Yeah. I'll be the optimist on this one, but it's so hard. I would say maybe Real Salt Lake's getting hot. I'm starting to see a lot of promise in Cordova. The Savarino link up, that extra fire in Brody.
So what do you do if Cordova comes in and has a stinker and misses two wide open goals?
I don't think it's going to happen again.
No,
man.
But if it did. So if, you know, bad game, good game.
Then I think there's a lot of criticism, and I think there's going to be a lot of opinions that are going to be online that will probably maybe begin to mimic. If not at least mimic, at least share.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are frustrated with this
team. Yeah.
So I would say if Real Salt Lake does pull a W at home, I would say it'd have to be like 2-0, like a shutout. It would just have to be a non-threatening Vancouver Whitecaps where there's not too many shots on goal.
They kind of come in playing for a tie.
Yeah. It would just have to be one of those. But if Vancouver does win, I could see it being just a stupid close win, like 2-1 or something.
Yeah, and then Twitter will be an absolute dumpster fire.
Isaac.
I think 4-1.
For Real Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
dude,
man.
There's something that is telling me that we're going to go for a run. I don't know what it is. And if we lose, then whatever. I won't ever listen to it ever again. But
have you never had the middle of your mustache?
Huh? Yeah, I can't grow the middle of my mustache.
I've never noticed that before. I'm sorry, the lighting. The lighting's just right. And
I like this side of Isaac, man. It's optimism. I thought I was optimistic.
Yeah, he's like
he's
way
like
too positive.
Mega.
It's killing me.
Yeah,
what's going on in your life, dude? Dude, he just had Jiffy Lube ruin his car, and he had to pay $800.
They didn't pay for it?
And he's like very happy about it.
Isaac over here.
He met someone.
No? I'm just vibing right now.
I like your hair, though. Your hair's pretty dope.
The patio.
Yeah.
The mountains are nice.
Nice little breeze.
We should do RSL show outside all the time when it's not windy.
There are some good vibes out here.
Yeah.
I do love the mullet, though.
And I'm really tired.
You're working.
Good vibes.
Yeah, I'm working a lot.
Good job, man.
Yeah, I went from not wanting a job to two jobs, freelancing.
Hey.
I wonder how. I wonder why. I wonder who motivated him. I
wonder who he's related to.
Exactly. Jeffy Lube. Ruining my car.
Yeah. Did before we started rolling. He's like, bro. He's like, I'm hurting right now. Jiffy Lube got him, bro.
So they just not put oil in or what?
Do not take your car to Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
They just broke something.
Everybody tweet at Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
I'm pretty anti Jiffy Lube.
We're going to become an anti Jiffy Lube podcast.
Bro, I took my car to Jiffy Lube back in like 2009. They did an oil change allegedly. A 50,000 mile car. Boom, engine busted. I had to pay like $4,000 to get it fixed. And the car never ran the same way. And when I called the Jiffy Lube and when I went to the location to be like, hey, like fix my stuff, they just dismissed me because I was just a little kid who didn't have a voice. Bro, that happens today. It's going down. We should go to Jiffy Lube, Isaac.
Yeah, we should.
All of us.
I'm not a yeller.
You too, Josh.
You know.
I'll just stand in the back with my arms folded.
Yeah. Just wear a tank top in the background and it's settled.
Okay.
All right, cool, guys. That is the RSL show. We're right under an hour. We got 5 more minutes. What do you guys have to add or what do you have to say for yourselves?
But we're really just going to keep going?
Yeah.
We're not just going to end it?
You guys still think that with everything that's happening, 2-1 Seattle, you guys like still – I mean, it's not us. It's we've seen stuff online. Elliott Fall, in or out?
I feel a lot better after the win.
Intermediate.
I feel a lot better after the win, but I think a lot will say about this team in the next 9 games.
Yeah, my mood is going to sway back and forth pending the results.
Yeah.
And then obviously the winter window, right? World Cup's going to be over. A lot more guys are going to be available because they're going to be willing to move around, so they're not so worried about getting minutes to make World Cup rosters, right? I think that this winter window is like the final, let's see what you've got for me.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't go well, then I'm going to be on a different note, right?
I can easily see Arsenal missing the playoffs or a first-round exit being like the final straw for a complete roster overhaul. Because there are a lot of guys on this team begging for minutes.
One needs to happen.
And they're just not getting them.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be a roster overhaul or do you think it'll be like an FO overhaul?
I think it'll be a little bit of both.
Time will tell.
What would you pick? What would you pick, Alex?
Remember, you only have to go, look at these people on Saturday.
I would probably go with a FO overhaul.
Wow.
There are a lot of good people in the front O that I think.
Well, but you don't have to move everyone.
Yeah, you don't have to move everyone. There's a lot of key things. There's a lot of key things that go into roster building that I think might need to be looked at.
Interesting. What do you think, Josh?
And none of it's on Pablo.
Okay, so Pablo stays?
I would keep Pablo. Yeah.
Pablo stays.
But I'd make a couple changes in transfer strategy. And, and whoever can make that happen is who needs to be there.
Yeah.
So that means I'm not really calling for anyone's head, but saying there needs to be changes. Look at that.
The team would be tough because you're finally kind of getting a chemistry, and I feel like the team is good. It'd be hard to sell all your pieces and then just kind of start fresh. But
how many, would you really need to sell to start fresh? Not that many. There's a lot of guys just not getting minutes you ship away.
Are we still hot on McMath? We still think he's awesome?
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's doing a job, right? He hasn't done anything stupid in a minute. Although that goal that was called offside on Seattle, that was a little questionable as to what he was doing.
Well, what about the goal... when was that? Was it against San Jose? That clearance?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that was a while
ago.
There's
been a couple howlers, right? But
yeah.
Ochoa's going to have some of those, too. Any goalkeeper's going to have those, right?
I think McMath should get another year or two, and then maybe we should evaluate if it's time for Gavin Beavers to step up.
But I think maybe next year someone like Beavers, someone in the academy, someone in the pipeline should be the number two. Right, obviously Gomez is a fine choice for now, but I don't think that was the plan to have him be the number two all season.
Right.
And, he's a fine goalkeeper, but I don't know how I'd feel if he was actually getting minutes.
Yeah, Gomez is one of those guys that I think...
Come in and do a job,
If there's a roster overhaul, quote-unquote roster overhaul, he's going to be the ones that go. And then
he'll be
gonna,
released the first...
They're
going to
give
the roster
they're going to give the reins to... Beavers or Dusnup or whoever is ready to make that next step.
Right, but then the problem is they could do that now and they could be number two, but then they're not getting him minutes. So they're sending him to the Monarchs, who's on the bench, to back up McMath.
True. Yeah, true.
That's the hard part, right? Because you don't want them to just sit there every game. You want them playing. So if you really want to develop, they need to be your three until they're ready to start and be number one.
All right, let's see. Any other questions?
Still have 5 minutes yet? Just kidding.
We got one more minute.
Let's
see the question.
We asked if they were happy with Real Salt Lake. Aggie fan Dan. Dude, I'm sorry, man. Aggie fan Dan. To be that hot on the Utah State Aggies, that your whole Twitter handle is
Aggie.
Well,
but maybe he's from up north.
Probably. All right.
You do know people live north of Salt Lake, right, Andy?
Logan is dope, though. I like Logan.
It's a cool place.
It up there. It's cool. Yeah. I could start over and purchase a little farm there, maybe. I would love that, dude.
I could see you being a farmer.
Yeah, he says, yes, very happy. Of course, I don't consider myself a savvy soccer fan. Wow, I just offended him. Aggie fan Dan, I am sorry, bro. Just please stay. He writes, I was the kid that probably kicked an own goal and ran to get treats first. So he's a new listener.
And you just harassed him.
I know, yeah. I'm sorry.
This is why Hangry Hippo doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's going to cut it. That's going to be it.
Did you finish his question?
Oh, no, that, no, he was, it was just a statement.
Oh, I enjoy that statement.
It was a good statement.
Shout out Aggie fan.
Yeah, yeah, stick around, man.
Shout out to Aggies.
Yeah, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, I'm just teasing. yeah, no, that'll do it. Follow us at RSL Show. Also, sorry, are you falling asleep?
Dude, I've been up since like 5.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, bye.
That's the show.
Have a good night.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you guys for listening. Have a good night.
Yeah, give it. Do it in your best announcing voice.
Now dude, I feel like I'm on the spot.
Dude,
man,
you should have heard him, bro. I was like,
I heard.
One?
I did hear.
I was
him.
Like, which one is Alex? Because I can't tell.
That's his voice. Got
yeah. You don't
deeper.
Have to, bro. You don't. No.
Thank you for listening. Thank you. And welcome.
No, no, no. This is it.
Thank you for listening to the RSL show.
Wait, no. Do it like. No, never mind.
You're making him do tricks. Now.
Have a good night.
No, yeah. Have a good night. Yeah.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading Doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation. Care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.